In June, incumbent Democrat Peter Shumlin announced he would not run for re-election in 2016. Since then, Republican businessman Bruce Lisman and two Democrats have announced their campaigns, but many have expected the state's top Republican to throw his hat into the race, and he confirmed he would to media outlets during Labor Day events on Monday. Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott said he would email supporters on Tuesday announcing his campaign with a traditional campaign kickoff in November. Chittenden County Republican Representative Kurt Wright says he's among those who have been urging Scott to enter the race.
Phil comes from a place that Vermonters want, which is he is a centrist. I think he has done a great job as lieutenant governor. I think he has the right temperament to lead the state forward and to bring really a new vision and a new start to the state of Vermont.
Former Republican Governor Jim Douglas also supports Scott's bid.
Phil Scott is a proven leader. He's a small business owner, someone who really didn't intend to get involved in politics, but understood how important the decisions made in Montpelier are to business owners like himself. He's deeply rooted in the community. He's not someone who focuses on his political life, but has many more dimensions. I think it's because he's just like everybody else, that he's well-grounded and has the proper perspective in order to be an outstanding leader.
Republican State Senator Kevin Mullen believes most Vermonters had hoped Scott, the only statewide elected Republican, would enter the race, and says it's shaping up to give Vermonters a real choice at the polls.
I'm not endorsing anyone at this point in time because, you know, it's way too early and, you know, we want to hear what everybody's platforms are going to be, but certainly Phil brings a type of pragmatism to the race, and he wouldn't gamble with Vermont taxpayers' dollars in many respects as what we, many of us, believe has happened in recent years. So I think that people are really excited about Phil being in the race, and I think most Vermonters are going to sit back and see how this plays out.
The chair of the Vermont Republican Party, David Sunderland, says both Lisman and Scott are strong candidates. As for Scott, he notes that the lieutenant governor listens and understands the challenges that working Vermonters face.
Phil Scott is definitely someone who's trusted by a wide range of Vermonters. He's a leader that listens. He's a leader that's got the experience necessary to adequately address the challenges that Vermonters are facing. Phil understands that we need to get Vermont's economy growing again, that we need to create jobs, to give new opportunities to working Vermonters all over the state. And I think that makes him very qualified for the governor position. And I think we have two great entrants in the race so far, and look forward to a very interesting and spirited primary.
Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis notes it's no real surprise that the three-term lieutenant governor is running.
Many, but not all Republicans, thought that Scott would be the Republican Party's best hope of taking back the governor's office in the fall of 2016. Scott went into the campaign with several advantages. He's a well-known political figure. He's been reelected comfortably twice. And one thing that I think makes him an attractive candidate for many Republicans this year is that he has a demonstrated track record of running strongly in years in which other Democratic candidates on the ballot have won. That's a strong point in his favor because Republicans will be looking for someone who can win the governorship in 2016.
Republicans Brian Duby, Scott Milne, and Randy Brock are reportedly considering running for governor, too. There are two declared Democratic candidates, House Speaker Shap Smith and former lawmaker and Google executive Matt Dunn. State Transportation Secretary Sue Minter is considering entering the Democratic primary race. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.